And as the conflict raged between Russian and Georgian soldiers in South Ossetia, some hackers joined the battle in cyberspace. Several Georgian government websites, including that of the president, have been hit. Cyrus Farivar has more.
If you've gone to the official website of the Georgian parliament in the last couple of days, you've seen an assortment of pictures of Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili alongside pictures of Adolf Hitler. Below that, a Russian phrase, which when translated says, "And he will finish like this." Below that, in English, it says, "Hacked by South Ossetia hack crew." Beyond defacement, Georgian sites have sustained a series of denial-of-service attacks, which flood sites with false requests. That's made these sites effectively unusable from within Georgia. The Kremlin has not commented directly on these cyber attacks, but security experts have little doubt as to who's involved. Scott Borg is director for the U.S. Cyber Consequences Unit, a nonprofit, non-governmental research institute.
The Russian government is in a position to deny that they are directly responsible for the attacks, but they have allowed the attacks to happen, and they've allowed the attacks to come out of servers that are under their jurisdiction and their control.
Last year, another former Soviet republic, Estonia, suffered 2 weeks of large-scale cyber attacks. Veterans of that incident will be sent to Georgia to help out later this week. For NPR News, I'm Cyrus Farivar.